toward the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah said that anything which is disqualified from being brought into the Mishkan, you don't have an avera of gimel beis. Beautiful. Of shchutei chutz, of shechting it outside. We spoke about paraduma, you shecht it outside, but it's right over the pit. Now it mentions Seir HaMishtalech, the goat that has to be thrown over the Azazel. If it was already set aside to be thrown over the Azazel, and then you took it somewhere else, and you did activity, you are your potter. Because it says it had to be suitable for the Mizbech. And Seir Azazel never went for the Mizbech. What do you do with Azazel? You throw it off the cliff.
Funny how it says throw the thing over the cliff, goat over the cliff, and the Torah talks about not cruelty to animals. That one doesn't tell you the other.
Not when maybe she makes a mitzvah out of it. Saying, well, what's so cruel? That animal dies straight away.
I'm not continuing to throw. I don't understand it. That's
okay, that's fair enough. Every carbon is.
If you throw a goat today over the cliff, you're contravening a.
You'd be charged.
No, but you're even contravening a Torah.
Yeah. For Stammenville, you're right. Then we have another concept called all of these averas that happen, like the animal bestiality and all that kind of stuff. Again, since it was suitable for Mizbeach, but we bring a different pasuk there, which is Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Gemara will talk why I bring the pasuk. Let's go to the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, see Mishtaleach, about 10 lines from the bottom. But Ramin will ask a question. We learn from the word carbon. It says in the Braisa as follows. So our Mishnah says you're not responsible. Yeah, it says in the Braisa, Shemeyani, I feel the kochim better kabais. I would have thought that even kochim, which you donate to the maintenance of the base of Migdash, or if you shecht it outside, you are liable. Shenikra carbon, they're also referred to as a carbon shenem. It says by Impashas Matas when they came back with the booty and the bounty for Migdon. It says, Vanikra the carbon Hashem. It says, we will bring the carbon of Hashem, referring to the base of Migdash. It says, only which is suitable to be brought into the Mishkan. Only those which are suitable to be brought in the Mishkan. They're not suitable. So I'm canceling those which are not suitable. But I'm not canceling the goat that sent off the mountain. Why? Because it is suitable. They used to bring two animals in, and then afterward they used to choose which one became the chattas, which one went to Azazel. So it did belong in the Mishkan. So how come our Mishnah says that you're not liable? Because it doesn't belong in the Mishkan. It says in the Pasig, that you bring a carbon to Hashem, so therefore we know to exclude the Seir Mishtaleach that's not suitable for Hashem. So our Mishnah says that the Seir Mishtaleach, because it's not ro lovi le pesach ol moed. Here it says it is ro lovi pesach ol moed, and the reason why maybe you put it is because of la Hashem. A different vote altogether. Because only those kabbalas end up with Hashem, not those end up with the mountain. And yet our Mishnah says this is not suitable for the Mishkan. Like Kasha, not a problem. Kan koydim hagrola, kan lachagrola. Our Mishnah is talking about before the girdle. This Braisa is talking about before the girdle, and therefore it's suitable for the Mishkan. But the reason why you're not liable is because it's Hashem. Our Mishnah is talking about after the girdle. And once it's after the girdle, and once it is after the girdle already, it's outside the Mishkan. So therefore it's no longer suitable for the Mishkan. Says he can murder. How you could be? What do you mean? You still have to leave it inside the Mishkan to say the Kohen Gadol says vidi on it. Lo, but money like kasha. Can koydim vidi kalach vidi before vidi? It belongs in the Mishkan. So therefore, why is it? If you then take it outside, why you are not liable because of Lashem? But after you did vidi, it doesn't belong in the Mishkan anymore. Harayve yevanirba bestiality. Vonami tevle bezchol moyed. Why do you bring in a new pasuk El Mishkan Hashem? It's not suitable for the Mishkan. Bring the same pasuk you brought for everything else. That if you didn't bring it to the Oil Moed and you brought it outside instead, you get killed. You should have brought this in the Oil Moed. So Bishleim Reveve Nibai, understand why in the case of bestiality, the animal itself, perhaps what you set it aside was kosher. Bestiality is performed only afterwards. So therefore you cannot say a Pesach Oil Moed because this does belong in Oil Moed before you did the Aver. However, it's not Mishkan Hashem right now. First you made it holy and then afterwards you bestiality. If you set it aside for Avodah Zorah or somebody worship Avodah Zorah, it had to happen before you made it a carbon. and is therefore it was never row from Mizbeach. It belongs in the pasuk of row. Now, why do you have to make it before? Because once, if you made it a carbon, afterwards you wish over the zara, a person who owns the animal, not Eibishter, and a person cannot make usher something that doesn't belong to you. I don't have those rights. So ain adam oisadavah she'ain shaloi. So it had to be done before it became a carbon. That means from the moment it became a carbon, it was never suitable for the mishkan. So we could have used the same pasuk at Pesach and Moed. Says Gemara, you know what we're talking about here, kachim kalim. We're talking about those lighter kachim like shlamim. And according to the opinion of a libra, said Lili, he holds kachim kalim mamon bailam. He holds that kachim kalim still belong to you. It belonged to you and belonged to Eibishter. Just 1 second, sorry. Don't worry about it. according to Gulli, it's possible after you made it a carbon, that's when you decide to use it as a muktzin, because you have ownership, you could turn it into avodah zarah, and therefore el pesach el moed it does fit in, because at the time you made it holy, it belonged to the base of Mishkan, and the reason why you're not liable is because in the Mishkan Hashem right now you cannot bring it to Mishkan. The time you learn who is Rabbi Zaglili, Yomala Mal Hashem, if you stole from Hashem, let Rabbi, he's what means Hashem, to include Kachim Kalim, that even Kachim Kalim, that if you lied about it and you swore, and then later you were Maida, you have to pay money, because even though it belongs to Hashem, but since you also have part ownership, you have to pay Hashem a money, Rabbi Zaglili. Hecho, therefore, Reveya Venirba Dvar Erba, Reveya Nirba, which is an Erba. Even if I made it a carbon first, if I made bestiality afterwards, I ruined the carbon. It's no longer suitable for the base of Migdash. It comes a muktzav eved. If I made it a carbon first, I couldn't turn it into avodah zarah. I have no right to make something else usher just by theory, just because I bowed down to it. So then it had to be talking about. That's what we use the laws we're talking about. According to the opinion that it was kachim kalim, you can still make it usher. And therefore, it's not. And therefore, it was suitable for the mizbeach when you made it. So why, Taka, why aren't you liable now? Because it's not anymore in Mishkan Hashem. Esnan, a gift you give to a harlot, a mechid. If you swap the sheep for a dog, or klayim, or if it was klayim, or yitzidei, if it came out of cesarean. So lechayde, how in these cases is it possible that from the moment it was born, it was suitable, and then later became non-suitable? These are all cases that are never suitable. So we answer, especially the Yitzhak Daifin and the climb. That's how it was born from the beginning. It was never suitable. So we could have used the Pasuk of Pesach HaMoed. So we answer, no. But Vlada's Kachim, we're talking about that it was inside the womb of the mother, and the mother became a carbon. Therefore, when it became a carbon, it was suitable for the Mizbech. If the mother would have gone to the Mizbech, so would a pregnant cow go to the Mizbech, and this baby would have been there as well. But when do they have their own independent kodesh? Only when they were born, not while they're in the mother's womb. And therefore, they became klayim and yetzer dafen only when they came out of the mother's womb. So in the mother's womb it is Pesach Ohel Moed. It was a time that it was suitable for the Ohel Moed. So how come later we say you're not liable anymore if it was born through a cesarean? Because we must be, because other pasuk on Mishkan Hashem. Then we had in the Mishnah 3 machlekes in between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim regarding a temporary balmum. Since Rab Shimon says tomorrow it'll be suitable, even though right now it isn't, if you take it outside, you're liable. Same thing is with pigeons and turtle doves. The pigeon, you know, if the turtle dove is too young, we still say he's liable, according to Rab Shimon, because you wait a little bit of time, it'll reach the right age. So even though right now but it has a potential, and potential is enough to make it shayich to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Mizbeach, and therefore you're liable. And the third gate was oisei as benoi, and also mechusas man. Rav Shimon says that a mechusas man, which means that the animal is not 8 days old, if you take it outside and shechter, you're still liable, because it could have been you could have waited another day, make it 8 days old. So already had a potential to have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash. To an animal that you designated for this. You consecrated it, and now you're taking it outside.
Is it a mechusas man where I'm not pure for, like, to give the
comment? There's the mechusas man on a goof, and the mechusas man on a behemoth. You're talking about the mechusas man on a goof, which is what the Mishnah said before. Says the Gemara, Bali, Mumma, temporary, Bali, Mumma, Oishel, Benoi, Lechayda, Tzichid, all three arguments are exactly the same. Why do you have to have three arguments? You need all three. The Tana Bali Mumi, if you only said Bali Mumi, Mishum de Miisi, because you would say, you know what? A Baal Mum, it's not nice to bring to the Mizbech a Baal Mum. So therefore, we have this argument. Aval Toidi in the Le Miisi, when it comes to doves, they're not Mias, even though they might be a bit young. Well, it comes to pigeons, even though they might be a bit young, but they're not Mias.
Even though right now it's not suitable, it has to be a bit older, it has to have a gold streak around the neck, it has to be a little bit older. But since it already has, eventually will get older, has already potential right now. Maybe the Moedah Rab Shimon is not so bad if he brought it up. And if he brought it outside, he should be liable. That's why I have to mention that argument. V'ton HaToyim said, they only talk about pigeons, but the Chazi, V'itchel, was never suitable yet. It was not. It's only suitable once it gets mature. It was never mature, never suitable. Therefore, you're not liable. Avo Bali Mumin, if you have a temporary mum, which means that one, the ich, so first you were suitable, then suddenly you got this defect that came about, and then afterwards we'll get cured. Maybe the Moed HaShemin, that's, well, since you already were Shaykh Tanuzbech. And you will be again in the future. Maybe Rabbanu Amid, you know what, in this case, if you did outside, you're liable because there was a potential. It already had a connection before, but before it had that mum. And after, and soon the mum will go away, it'll have a connection again. Maybe the rabbis Amid, that there's a connection to the Mizbech. These two cases, these are both psulim in their goof. They're both possible. A mum is possible in the goof. Age is something wrong with the goof. But oisiv is benoit, not wrong with the animal itself. It's only because he brought up his mother. The psula ma'al makasila, nothing to do with itself. But it's not intrinsic. It's something inherent. It's something outside. In this case, he should be liable because the animal, from its own perspective, has a shaykhis to the mizbeach tzricha. Therefore, you need both. That's why you need both. My time of Shimon, he says, you're Eva Leisa Sefer, bring it outside. What's this for? I'm going to blow you, I'm going to have Shaki, when you get that, just throw. Don't do Kechol HaShanach Nois and Poyayim. Don't do what people do here today. Everyone does whatever they like. Don't do that. When you get into Israel, you should takrivu all those things that you like to bring. Those all the voluntary kabbalas you can bring. Chayva is like takrivu, but don't bring in the bomber. But don't bring your chayves. Even in the bomber tzibur, even the big bomber, and during the 14 years of conquest and the distribution of land, don't bring any even mandatory kabbalas like a karmachatas. Don't bring it there until you arrive a menucha v'manachle. Menucha before was shilay. And Nachla is Yerushalayim. Okay, so what do you see? All the chayvas during those 14 years are missing zman, right? They're missing the time because you can't do anything until they settle down, until Shila came along. And yet the Torah says, don't do anything outside, anywhere, b'mat sibur, b'mat yochi, mash if you did it, you'd be liable. Why are you liable? Yet right now you cannot bring it to the b'mat sibur either. Is a raya that since tomorrow you could, you're already liable today because it's potential. The Gilgul, the Gabi, Shilim, Chuz Man is missing the time of Kama Lumaisha, Lysasin, don't do it. It's a raya that was, that if there's a potential one day that I should be liable, you're liable for taking it outside right now. I'm Rabbi Yimbalab Zaydi, Hachiv, so the Milkilami Lokiv, according to that Cheshman, why is it only alive? Get Malkus as well. Alam, I'm Rabbi Zaydi, Hakosu Nikola say, why does Rabbi Zaydi say? Rabbi Zaydi comes along and explains that you get Malkus because of Oisai as Benoi. And you're not for Chusas Man, you don't get Malkus for Chusas Man. So he says, the Torah came along and fixed it up with an assay. There's an extra assay there to tell you what, that you don't get Malkus for this love. But Luchayda, since there's a law written clearly over there, no, you tell me that the assay come tell you the lav is not referring to the, this kind of carbon, which is mechusas man. But now that you tell me you found this pasuk clearly that there's a lav, even though it's mechusas man, because Gilgul is mechusas man, and you tell me you're getting a lav. So what? So how come you don't get malchus? Why is Rav Zeira say it's nitzig lasay? Answers the Gemara: you're mixing things up. Hani mil rabbanu. Rav Zeira explained to rabbanu they don't believe in this lav. It's just a general lav, and he says therefore it's been pushed away by the assay. You will get Malkus. He says that even according to Rav Shimon, you don't get Malkus on Mechusas Man. What do you mean? He said you get a lav. You know, you shouldn't do it. But if it's Bipnim, if it's a Mechusas Man of a carbon that's inside. Why? Because this lav of a prim de gilgul the gabe shilik chuzdami. There is no prim by gilgul at all. The by gilgul you had a shaykhis to kabbanas chatzah. Just said don't bring it. But the gilgul was a temporary thing. They didn't have the whole concept of kodesh kadoshim and kodesh. There was no such thing as prim at all. So therefore, even according to Rav Shimon, there's no malchus here because there's no. It was never. There's no. It's as if there's no mishkan at all. So you're not. It's not like oh. It could have had a shaykhis to the Mishkan. There is no Mishkan at all here regarding Pnim, regarding inside. Rabba gives a different reason. He says, "Time made Rabbi Shimon." You know, this what Rabbi Shimon is. Give a tanya. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, "Menayin lezaveya Pesach bebamas yochid." How do you know if somebody shechts a carbon Pesach in the time when you're allowed to have your own bamas? B'shas bebamas yochid. B'shas iser habamas. On his own personal bamas, there's a time when you're allowed to. And there's a time you're not allowed to. And now we're telling the time you're not allowed to, which l'chayit is in the time of the wilderness or in the time of shilin, time of Beis Hamikdash. Other times you're allowed to have a bamas yochid. He's not allowed to have a bamas yochid. Shuba lo is allowed. Tamalayim it says lo isuchal. You should not check the carbon Pesach, the Pesach. You should not check the Pesach in one of outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, you're not allowed to check in your own bama. Yochel, I would have thought Av Bishas Heter Abamas came. So I would have thought even at the time when the bamas are mutter, you're allowed to. Tamalayim. Therefore, it says a pasuk. Ba'achad she'orechem. Just 1 second. So we would have thought that even the time, where is it? I would have thought that even the time of Heter HaBamas, even the time it was a Gilgal or Noiv or Given, when they had the Mishkan in those places, when you, people were allowed to bring in their own backyard for their own personal donations, like an oil and a shlamim. So we would have thought maybe a Karn Pesach also you're allowed to bring in your own backyard. In one of your gates. I would only tell you that don't do it only when all the Eden go with the Kufi Dalma base in the middle, all go through the one gate. Yeah. When are we talking about? You're doing it after Chatzais, you shouldn't bring it in your own backyard, and you're telling me you get alive. It's not just a question of alive. You're going to get Kodesh as well. You're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach inside the Beis HaMikdash, and you brought it in your own Bombas Yachid, and the Din Tater said, that if you do it, you get Kodesh. So what do you tell me you don't get Kodesh? El Alav must be talking about Kodesh, Chatzais must be talking about before Chatzais, and he tells you clearly that there's a Alav. Before Chatzais, it's not yet suitable to bring the Korban Pesach. What is it? Mechus Hazman. Because right now, it's not a time of Pesach. When will be the Pesach? After Chatzais. And yet, we're saying that since it wasn't suitable, since you should have brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, brought it outside, you're gonna get a lav. A lav for what? Because even though it's not suitable now, but in 3 hours, it will be. That's called Mechus Hazman. Is a raya that what? That Mechus Hazman is also... For sure. But you did elevate if you brought it in your own backyard. So, no raya. Maybe you don't, if it's Mechus's man, you're talking not liable if you did it outside because it's not suitable to bring it to the Mishkan. And La'olam is talking about La'acha Chatzais, when you should have brought it inside. So how come you tell me I only get a lav, I should also get Kodesh? B'shaz heter, ha-bomers koi. You're talking about a time when you're allowed to use the bombers. And therefore, since you're allowed to use the bombers, that's why, even though you shouldn't bring it outside, but if you did, you're not going to get Kodesh. Because it's not the wrong place totally, because you could bring other kabbanas there. Freddy Gemara, but the Brai says, B'shaz isra bombers kamar. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Isa Bama Loi? It means that it's wrong to put this carbon. Isa Bama is for the carbon Pesach. But Het to Bama Lachaveda, but other kabbanas you can bring over there. Since you're allowed to bring all your kabbanas in the backyard, but not your carbon Pesach. So if you did your carbon Pesach there, Kaddish you won't get because it's not really the wrong place. But you did a lav because it's not really the right place. The right place should have been inside the Mishkan. So therefore, there's no raya from here that if you did brought it bechusas man before the right time, you're still liable. You told me from Korn Pesach, but Korn Pesach is talking about after Chatzais when it is the right time. So we go back to the first, the only basis for Rav Shimon is when they went to Yisroel, he told them the 14 years while the Gilgal was up there, you're not allowed to bring any kabanas, and if you bring the carbon outside, you're going to get punished. Now, l'chayda, karm chatas, you cannot bring in the Mishkan or outside. So, and you see, and the whole punishment is only if you should have brought the Mishkan, you brought it outside. But it's not shy to bring the Mishkan. The fact I'm getting punished is that I, even though it's Mechusas Man, because in 10 years, and 8 years, whatever it is, you'll bring it in the Mishkan, it's already considered as if you have a potential shaykhus. A lav you get. You don't get karas, but you get a lav.
Ironic, being punished for
karm chatas. Well, exactly. Why would you do that? If you're bringing chatas, do the right thing. You would think. Says the Gemara Mechus Hazman Vahani Nabi Bnei Hashem Ninu. Where does and one of the examples he gave is an Oshem. Where do you find an Oshem there? Amazili Tani Mitzayda Badayu. The only one who brings an Oshem is a Mitzayda. Our mission is a Mitzit. Add it into the list as well. If you bring an Oshem in the wrong place, Oyle Sayin Vishamen, you bring their Kabbanim. We talk about an Azov and Azov. You bring their Oyles and the Shamen. Where do they bring the Shamen? Vahani Bnei Shlamin Ninu. These are Shlamim. Amar Rav Sheisha Tani Nazir. You're right. We're talking about a Nazir again. A Nazir is the one who has to bring these Kabbanis. There's Idi Kavu Tanoi, Rav Sheisha Kavu Tanoi. There's Idi Kavu Tanoi, yeah. Zidi put it into the mission itself. That why, before a minute ago, he said you should add Mitzayra to there because of Asham, so he put it into the Mishnah, he added the word Mitzayra in the Mishnah. Oh, but Rav Sheisha is like Kavu Tanoi. Rav Sheisha didn't have the guts to add the word Nazir into the Mishnah, but he's telling you that's Pshat in the Mishnah. It means the Nazir, because the Nazir is the only one who brings these Kabbanis. But don't add it into Mishnah. I don't want to change the Mishnah around. Yeah. So interesting. Rashi says here, look at Rashi, six lines into the wide lines. So the Zidi put it in. Avsheish is like Kavur tonight. He didn't fix it into the Mishnah. Says Rashi, Umiyu, however, Anan Mishanin la Bigamara. We will answer the Gemara that it belongs in the Mishnah. However, the Kavin la Bigamara. Every time the Gemara says it's missing a few words in the Mishnah, you'll never find the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah and changes the Mishnah around. The Mishnah still remains the same Mishnah, missing those words. It's the Gemara that's supplementing the Mishnah. So Rashi says, every time the Gemara says, oh, the Mishnah is missing something, doesn't mean the Gemara says, so insert those words in the Mishnah. We don't have the right to put those words in the Mishnah. We just know that those words are missing. So when you learn Gemara, you'll know that these words are missing. So therefore, Rav Sheisha did not add the word Nazir into the Mishnah. Doesn't say it. However, what do you call it? Zidi did add his word in the Mishnah, the word Mitzayda. They don't format the Mishnah just the way it is, that's the way they do it. Exactly. Left in the Gemara, that's right. They don't want to touch the Mishnah. Exactly. And rememorize the Mishnah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to change the Mishnah around. What?
How come Ziri had the permission to?
Good question. Doesn't explain why Ziri did it. He just put it in. Must have been a big guy. Oh, and Zidi means small. The word Zidi in here made me small. The small guy was a big guy. The giant of a man. Exactly. Oh, Rabbi Chilki, Rabbi Tubi, Eloi Shanu, Rabbi Chilki, Rabbi Shuri, Eloi Shanu, Elo Lishmai. Rabbi Chilki said, an Asham, by a Chattas, if he did it and he had the wrong thing in mind, it's not a proper carbon. So therefore, if you did it outside, not the proper, having the wrong carbon in mind, nothing happened, because even in the Mishkan, you did the wrong carbon in mind, nothing would have happened. But so he said only talking about lishmoy, but the avo shaloi lishmoy chayiv. But if you did it shaloi lishmoy, if you did, let's say took an oshim, you had a mind of shlamim, you'd be chayiv hoyul v'roul lishloi b'shloi b'fnim. If you brought it inside, when do we say yipata b'chutz? So we're talking about over here these people who are mechusas man, they're not suitable yet, right? So these people who are not suitable yet, if you bring their carbon outside, it's not suitable carbon. But if you change the carbon around to another carbon altogether, like a shlamim, that even these people could have sent this carbon could have been a suitable carbon for shlamim, then you are responsible. By a chattas, if you change it around, you'll be putter anyway because it's not suitable. So it says again, if you took these kabbanas from the Zav and the Ledis and all that, and you had in mind the right carbon, since it didn't yet expire the 7 days, it's not ready for the carbon, so therefore it's not suitable for the Mishkan, you're not liable. If he said, I took their carbon, but I had in mind a shlamim, or an oila, then chayiv. You could have brought it right now inside for a different name. So if so, even if you had in mind the right carbon, I should still be liable because this animal had a potential. Not as this carbon, but I could have brought in the Mishkan and brought it up as another carbon. That's enough potential. Okay, it's one step removed, but it still has a potential to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So why am I not liable if I brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash? So Moshe says, because Boya Akira, this is already a step removed. In other words, like this, if I had the Oshem here that they had to bring, whatever the Chatos they had to bring, so the only problem is it's before the time, so I'm potter. But if I would have actually changed it and said, this will be a Shlamim, and I did it outside, I'll be Chai, because I could have brought it the same Shlamim. But if I took their Oshem, and you're going to tell me, look, you could have changed it to a Shlamim, and then you could have brought it inside. That I had to change the animal. That change hadn't happened yet. That's not called potential. Whenever you have to, Mechusas man is inevitable. It's going to happen tomorrow. But changing the name, who says it's going to happen? So it's a change. As long as that change didn't happen, you cannot say, oh, there's a potential for this animal to have a connection to the Mishkan because you could have changed it. Changing is very too far removed. It's not considered an inherent potential. Says the Gemara, ask the question, is there something that is not kosher if you have in mind the real carbon, like the carbon of a zav or a zav or your letter? You brought the real carbon, you're not b'yaitzeh. And yet the kosher l'shmoy, but if you change it to an oil or shlamim or something else, that it would be kosher. Maybe when they learned in the first Mishnah Zvachim that if you change your name as kosher, as he could have brought up as his own carbon, and you change it to another carbon. But over here, you couldn't have brought his own carbon. Who said if you change another carbon, it's kosher? Maskar of Huna, v'chiyesh lav dover, she'enu kosher l'shmoy. Where do you know that if I would have brought it the way it originally was meant to be, it would not have been kosher? And yet, kosher sh'olei l'shmoy, but if I change it to a different carbon, it would be kosher. Who said? Said you want to know what I mean? We learned in the first Mishnah a carbon Pesach the rest of the year. If you would have brought a carbon Pesach in the middle of Sivan, it's useless. But if you change it by Shlamim, it becomes a good carbon. So we see clearly that even though it's in its own right, it's not kosher. But if you change it, it's all right. Says you want to Pesach B'shayim Mishana. There ain't no kosher l'shmoy. If you brought a carbon Pesach, it would not be kosher. And yet the kosher shaloi l'shmoy. My next page, the kutzas vavam alav on top. Yet the kosher shaloi l'shmoy. It's kosher v'shaloi l'shmoy. So we answer, Pesach, B'shayi, Moisa Shana, Shlamim Ninu. A Pesach, the rest of the year, automatically is considered a Shlamim. You don't have to do anything to change it. Automatically, it's considered a Shlamim. And therefore, therefore he's asking a question. Where do I know that if the animal right now is, for what it's meant to be, you cannot bring it up? And yet, if you change it, it's kosher. Who said? Even a Karm Pesach, once Pesach is over, it's meant to be a Shlamim. So long a Karm Pesach, that's what happens. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Patil is staying over tomorrow. Oh,